I'm Kim Calvey, and I'm a coordinator for a company called Riot, which stands for Recoveries Out There.
And I'm Jenny Edwards, and I'm from Taproot.
So you've been given £50,000 worth of big lottery funding. Can you tell me a bit about the funding stream and what you're doing?
Well, the funding stream's about this amazing work, which is really people-powered change, to bring about a real change in systems so that the people have always been locked outside and excluded and have the collection of issues altogether, homelessness and offending and so on, actually have a chance to change their lives and to be in the lead of changing the system that's created all those problems.
So tell me about what you've come across living in Stoke and working in Stoke, and what your charity and the partnership is trying to do.
Well, I'm actually an addict in recovery myself, so I've been directly involved with the services all the way through my treatment, and now I work in them and send other volunteers in. And I think the problems that you come up against is not being heard and not being listened to and not having enough control over your own recovery, and having to tell your story a million times over, amongst, you know, the prejudice and judgment and things like that that you come up against. And so what's really great about this is that this is, you know, it's for the people, by the people, and it's really getting service users involved and giving them a voice and giving them more choice over what happens.
And what do you hope to get from this project, because it's a long-term project, it's not an easy fix?
No, it's a long-term project, which is fantastic, because everything's always really short-term in this area. So it's 8 years really working to change the lives of people who have it toughest in Stoke and other cities, and also to change the system so that actually the talent that is there unrecognised and the potential that is there unrecognised because of people's mindsets and their prejudices are opened up and brought in, and that will change not only the lives of people who have it tough at the moment, but it will change the whole community. And I think this is really exciting. There's going to be a flourishing of talent that starts from the people who've been locked outside.
What do you hope? What do you want to see happen over the next few years?
I want to see more lived experience in the services. I want to see there being more opportunities for people as they come through to be trained up, to do peer mentoring, to help each other, and just all those sorts of wonderful things, really.